Okay, intimately is the definition, is a way that involves detailed knowledge. So God formed us with a plan, and he know us with detailed knowledge. It's detailed. He just didn't do a little something, a little like we do sometimes. He just didn't do a little something. He did a lot. He put details into how I want that body to fall into place together. And it's such an amazing thing when you look at the creation. And that's why I have to tell my body, you have to work according to the day of creation. Hallelujah. To the day of creation. And it says that when none of them as yet days was formed for me and you, when none of them as yet existed, it means that your existence was no mistake. God did not make any wrong moves. Isn't it amazing that the creator of the universe knows you and formed you exactly the way he wanted you? And then he put variety into the universe. Everybody don't have the same hair, same color. Oh, glory. He fixed us up. He fixed us up. Eye color is not the same. Don't talk alike. Ooh, thank you. Nobody's DNA is the same. Twins' DNA are not the same. Nobody could do that but God. Oh, and you think that I'm not going to serve a God who promised me all of this? I may not get it all, but I'm trying. I'm going to be caught trying to get all those promises, because those promises is who make me who I am. Promise number 4, God's plan for your life is to prosper you, not to harm you. The world knows brokenness and sin, but God knows hope and restoration. We look around and we see killings. We see hunger. We see depression. We see all these things of the world. But what I want people to know, that you don't have to live there. There's a better place where we can find a Savior who lives, for he is great. I was looking up a word one day, and I think I shared this word with Landris. I call her Charlie. And it was elucidate, and it said, you can't explain. That's who God is. You can't explain him. And since you can't explain him, I'll be like AJ. I just let him be God. Let God be God, because that's who he is. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. God's plan for your life includes hope and a prosperous future, a one in which you thrive. One in which you thrive. There are people walking around. They still walking, they still breathing, but they're not living. They are dead because they have no life. Because I finally figured out that life, there is no life without Christ in your life. I know there are some who tend to debate that with me, but that's who I am. Without Christ in my life, there is no life. Psalms 103 says, many ways that God wants to bless you. And one of them was, praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. I spoke years ago, and I said, there is more to God than salvation. Do you understand what I'm saying? It is wonderful. It's the best thing to be saved. I want everybody saved. But there is so much more than salvation that you can have in the promises of God. Those benefits, You know, when you get 62 and 65, you can get your benefits, what you done paid in. I'm sure you don't get it all, but they say you can get it. That's a benefit for you working all those years. Huh. God promises give us greater benefits than that. It gives us help. It gives us joy. It gives us peace, love, mercy, grace, hope. Glory be to God. And it says, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeem your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desire with good things so that your youth is renewed like an eagle. God has invested in your well-being and working towards your renewal. You know how you renew your license? That's what God is working towards you becoming. He said he's working towards your wholeness and your healing daily. So many times when we say, Lord, I need you to heal me. And most of us, we think about physical healing. But God wants to heal you in every way. Did you know that we got some mental sick people that needs to be healed mentally? And he is a healer for everything. And you know what amazed me as I begin, and not the first time, but as I begin to look at all these, when God was healing all these people, and he always said, he talked about your faith. He talked about your faith. And everything we do requires faith. When we get up in the morning, we get up by faith. When God wakes us up, we get up by faith, because if we didn't, we'll lay there in bed all day. And if you got a job, you lay there, you don't have a job in a few days. So by faith, you got to get up and make a move to get dressed and go to work. Everything you do requires faith.